Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. That song is going to change a little bit in the next few weeks. The trees are beginning to change over to some yellows and some reds and some oranges. Not a lot yet, but it's becoming a little bit spotty. That's a sign. That's a sign, folks, that the times are changing. And the weather's cooling off, which is good. We can relax and work around the yard a lot easier because there's a lot to do. All your perennials need to be cut back. Your guards need to be cleaned and prepared to be put to bed. Garlic has got to be planted in the next couple of weeks. So pick some up at your local garden center. Or go to the address on the newsletter from a couple of weeks ago, and you can get your garlic planted. If you live in New England, you're using the hardneck garlic and the elephant. Softneck is for further south, but you should be planting it this time of the year. So as you clean your garden, you don't need a big area for garlic, and the production is wonderful. And until you've had fresh harvested garlic and you've eaten it and compared it to what you buy at the supermarket, it's like a whole different animal. It's like saying tomatoes from the garden taste the same as tomatoes from the supermarket. They're two different animals, and if you can plant your fresh garlic, now is the time to do it. So check with your garden center, your feed and grain stores. They have them in stock now, and you can order them on the internet, but get it done while you can. That way, they have a chance to get well established, and that's the secret. When you live from Washington, D.C. north, we have a shorter growing season. So you need to get it planted in the fall, get the plant established, and it will actually grow between now and the time that the ground freezes as much as a foot tall. You cover it with some straw, with some pine needles for a little added protection. And in the spring, they'll pop right back to life. And that bulb will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And again, when you taste fresh harvested garlic, it really is incredible. If you're limited in space in your garden, what you can do is get the largest plastic pot that you can find. 12, 15, 18 inch plastic pot. Maybe you had some plants in, over the year, you know, and as the plants go by, pull out the plants that are tired, condition the soil, plant your garlic right in there. About 4 inches apart in the pot, and the production will be very, very good. The thing that you have to be aware of right now and keep a close eye on this. Some parts of the Northeast and beyond have had a lot of Japanese beetles this year. A lot. If you've put down products to control it, like Grubex and Season Long, at the beginning of the season, you should be in good shape. If you didn't, keep a close eye on your lawn. The weather is still warm. The beetles are still active. I see some on my plants in the vegetable flower garden every day still. Not a lot, but there's still some there. And they're laying eggs. And if you're beginning to see signs of flocks of birds on your lawn, digging holes, like taking a pencil and pushing the pencil in the ground, that size of a hole, those are the birds looking for the grubs. That you can tolerate. That's not a problem. But if you live in an area where there may be a raccoon or a skunk, these guys mean business. And what they do is they'll come out at night. They walk on your lawn. They put their head down on the ground and they listen. And the grubs are making noise underground because they're feeding on the roots of your grass. And you may not notice it at first, because some of you will have actual dead areas, irregular shape dead areas. And you know that those are grubs. Those were the real early ones that have now got some size to them, and they're really doing a lot of damage. The ones that were laid in the soil later in the year are smaller. And their damage probably won't show up until the spring. But the raccoons and the skunks are getting ready for the winter, and they're trying to build up a surplus of food and energy so that they can have a nice, big, fat belly going into hibernation. So they'll put their ear on the ground. They'll listen for a scratching sound, a digging sound. And when they do, they'll dig. And I'll never forget one year, my dad, when I was living at home, my dad came in after going in the garden first thing in the morning, came back and he said, "You should see what happened to the backyard last night." And the animals came in and they literally rototilled an area probably 20 feet by 25 foot and ripped all the grass out, just like a rototiller. We went out there. We tried to level off the area, and we found still grubs that they hadn't eaten. We leveled it all off, put down fertilizer, lime, grass seed, and then, to keep them off, we sprinkled mothballs. And that really did help to keep them off. But we treated the whole area with a grub control product, and the best of the grub control products, and the only one that's going to be effective due to the temperatures and the length of the season that remains, is a product called Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. Now, the difference between the two is Season Long, or Grubex, is designed to release slowly for a 3 or 4 month period. Dylox, you put it down, you water it in, or choose a day when it's going to rain, and all the chemicals that you put down is released in a 48-hour period. 24 to 48 hours, depending on the soil. If your soil is sandy, 24 hours. It just trickles right down, gets to the grub, bang, kills it. That takes care of potential damage with raccoons and skunks. So keep a close eye on your yard. You may not have to use it. If you didn't notice a lot of beetles on your property, if you have a shaded lot, they will not lay the eggs in the shade, only in the sun. If you have a good-looking lawn, that's where they're going to be. If there's dandelions, chickweed, clover, crabgrass, they won't eat that. They want the good stuff, the caviar, your fescue, your bluegrass. They will not eat weeds. If we could only train them to do that. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto 2 supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Lots to do this time of the year as we prepare to put the garden to bed. Start thinking about planting bulbs, decorating the house for the fall season with corn stalks and pumpkins, Indian corn. It's that time of the year, folks. Believe it or not, school's back, and it's time to we start. You know, there's no big rush, but let's get started on things that have to be done. Feeding of the lawn in the fall is very important because it helps to keep the lawn nice and healthy during the winter months. And I know a lot of you are doing it organically, and your fall fertilizers are products like Milorganite, which is the first and the original organic fertilizer. Jonathan Green has a great fourth step that's all organic. And then there's also corn gluten, which is also all organic. And the corn gluten will kill the seed, if you apply it now, of any weeds that have developed in your soil during the summer months. And if you get crabgrass, it will help to kill the crabgrass. Now, the one thing I want you to be aware of, and I'm sure you've heard it on TV and the radio, the situation with corn is not very good right now. The whole middle part of the country, the crop of corn is way, way down, which means that corn gluten prices in the spring are going to skyrocket. Your garden center has corn gluten that was purchased in the spring at the low price. So, if you know how much you need, buy it to apply it this fall and buy it for the spring. I guarantee you that you'll save at least 25%. It's too early to tell, but I know that the price is going to be going up. I'm headed to two trade shows, one on Tuesday in Baltimore, and then the following week in Atlantic City, and I'll have all the prices then. But from the news, the corn crop is down significantly, which means that the cost of the corn gluten will increase. So if you have the money that you can tie up for the winter, buy your corn gluten. It's a fertilizer, and it will kill the seed of weeds that are in your soil. It's time to get it down now, or buy extra, put it in your garage, keep it dry, and next spring you'll be way ahead of the game. Also, this is the best time to start a new lawn or to thicken an established lawn. So if you have a lawn that's thin, maybe you even have crabgrass in it, what you want to do is to mow your lawn. Set your mower at the lowest setting possible. Go through your grass, scalp it. Go right down as low as you can. Clean up the plant debris, because it's with the rain we just had, it's going to grow. And then rent a machine called a seed slicer. It's a machine that will dig through your existing lawn without disturbing it. It will cut little grooves about an inch apart, and as the groove is dug in your lawn, seed will fall into the trench. It will be in contact with soil, and your percentage of a new grass plant developing increases by 100%, because it's not sitting on top of the ground. It's a lot easier, but get it done now. The weather's in our favor. Hot soil, lots of rain.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways,
decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using the Lorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Lorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Lorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you live in the Northeast, I guess the whole coast got a good soaking rain yesterday, much needed. And believe me, that will help to give you great fall color. Last year was kind of disappointing. The colors were not that bright, weren't that vibrant, but that good soaking rain is really going to help to give us better looking foliage. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up first?
First up, we've got Carol from Massachusetts with a question about oriental lilies.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I just love your program. I listen to it every single Sunday. My oriental lilies are getting crowded, and I want to move them. But they're full of pods. What are those pods?
The pods are seeds, and those should be removed from the plant. Instead of the bulb getting larger and dividing, the energy is being used above the ground to make seed. And the problem with the seed is if you have, let's say, three or four different varieties and colors of oriental lilies, that seed blend is going to be a combination of everything that's there. So you're not going to get the same. and it takes energy. So what you should do, cut all the seed pods off, and then on the orientals, usually they're moved in early October. So right now, the foliage is green, it's healthy, it's active. So cut all the pods off, let them continue to make food, and then around the beginning of October, you can literally dig the bulb or bulb cluster. Just be careful you don't get your shovel or pitchfork too close to the bulb. Dig them up. Then remove the main stem and replant them. Now, when you replant your bulbs, you have to say to yourself, all bulbs get planted twice as deep as the bulb is tall. So, for example, if your lily bulb is 3 inches tall, you need to have 6 inches of soil on top of the bulb, so you need to dig your hole 9 inches deep. That will give you 3 inches for the bulb and then 6 inches of soil above it. Condition the soil. Add some compost, animal manure, the new garden core, which is a coconut fiber that I just love. And blend it all in. If your soil is sandy, get some soil moist granules. Blend that in also, and then replant, and you'll be in great shape. Stay away from bone meal. Okay? Because bone meal is going to attract rodents. And if they smell it, they'll dig down, and they will eat your lilies. So if you want to feed them, use a flower fertilizer, a shrub and tree fertilizer, and then water it well, and you'll be in great shape. But the main thing is get the pods off, give them until October, unless the plant has begun to turn brown. If it has begun to turn brown on the early blooming varieties, then those can be dug, relocated to a new area. And now the reason that you need to get them in the ground so deep is lilies grow tall. And Mother Nature, to help that plant to stay up and not flop over with the weight of the blooms, has done something very unique to the lily plant. And you'll notice this when you dig. It produces a root system underneath the bulb, like it does for all plants. The stem grows, comes out of the ground. Well, that 6 inches where the stem is coming out of the ground, it will produce a second root system. And the second root system is designed for strength. And it helps to hold that tall stem from falling over with the wind and the heavy rain. So you have a root system on top that supports the tall stem, and the root system below that does all the work of getting moisture and food out of the ground. Very unique. It's the only plant that does that, and that's the reason for it. Okay? So, when the time is right, get it done. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lurch from West Virginia with a question about tiger grass.
About tiger grass. Tell me about that. What's happening to it and what do you need to do?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a tiger grass that's about 5 foot tall. It's about 3 years old, and I would like to transplant it somewhere else, but I really don't know what time of year I should do that, and you know, et cetera.
Okay. Now, you're talking about the ornamental grasses that have bands of different colors on it, green and yellow. Okay.
Right.
Right now, the ornamental grass is still actively growing, and you want to allow it to continue to grow. If you want to divide it, it can be divided in late September, early October, or it can be divided in the early spring. Now, some people like the flower head, that seed head that the grass will produce during the fall, and then will keep them there all winter long for that rustling sound that it makes if you're outside. So what you would do is in early October, cut it back to about 6 inches. Dig up the whole clump, lay it on its side, take a sharp knife or a hatchet, and split it in 2 pieces or 3 pieces or 4. But you need a clump the size of your fist to really become effective. If you try and break them up so that they're smaller, it's going to take a long time for the plant to give you that beautiful size that it has right now. And normally, if you have a clump that when you cut it down is going to measure 12 to 18 inches in diameter, after you've cut it down, I would dig it, cut it in 4. Now, replant it by conditioning the soil. Again, the better you can get it started, the better it's going to return next spring. So dig a hole. You want to plant it at the exact same level that you pulled it out originally. Add some compost, animal manure, or the garden core. If your soil is sandy, soil moist granules, and then put them in, keep them nice and wet. And then what I would do, if you live in an area where you have a lot of wind or you have a lot of snow and fluctuating temperatures, if you get a foot of snow and it stays on the ground all winter, there's no problem. But if the snow comes in, it melts, it comes in, it melts, the ground is also fluctuating. Freezing at night, thawing during the day when the sun comes out, and that hurts a newly established plant. So if your climate is like that, get your plants in the ground, put some pine bark mulch or compost about 3 inches deep around the plant, and that way, when you get this fluctuation in temperature, the mulch will freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw, and the ground, once it does freeze, will stay frozen, the roots won't move, and there'll be a lot less winter damage on them. But again, 12 to 18 inch clump, cut it in half, cut it in half, clean out anything that's dead, replant it the same level, condition the soil, and if you want to put a slow release fertilizer in the hole, you can use something like Milorganite, Plant Tone, Dr. Earth, shrub and tree fertilizer, firm the soil, put your mulch, or even pine needles if that's what you like, or compost, and keep it wet until the ground freezes, and in the spring, it'll come right back for you, and it will grow beautiful. once they get too big, they don't tend to get larger. They get big, they get almost stagnant because they're overcrowded. And ornamental grasses, I like to divide them every 3 to 5 years. Again, it depends on the size. Big clumps, divide them more often. It's a bonus for you because now you've gone from one plant to 3 or 4, and that's more color and more beautiful foliage for your garden. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Now, if we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and if you'd like to receive our newsletter, it's free. It comes out every single Thursday. This week, due to the holiday, it came out on Friday. And if you want to take a look at it, go to the website, paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. And this week I did a story about a brand new kind of Rose of Sharon. And it's beautiful. It's double pink flowers. But what makes it so unique, the foliage is green and a creamy white edge. The flower buds are green and white, and they're in clusters, and they bloom right up until frost, and it's a true double pink. Take a look at it. Go down to your local nursery, and they'll help you.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scott's.com.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. That Rose of Sharon that I was talking about before the break is brand new, and it's called Sugar Tip. And what's so nice about this plant, there has been other variegated Rose of Sharon in the past, but their blooms have been very far and few apart. This one is a heavy bloomer, and it's a true double pink, and it looks like a rose. It does have a burgundy throat. It's in bloom right now. It blooms from June until we've had a good frost in late September, early October, but the foliage is deep green, with irregular pattern of a creamy white on every single leaf. And no two leaves are alike. And the buds themselves are green and white. So if you want something different, it was developed by a plant breeder called Proven Winners. And some of the garden centers will have it. But it's really, really pretty. And you put that in your garden, and it will stand out all by itself. Fantastic plant. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roger from Mass with a question about hibiscus.
Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I have a question about, I have two patio plants. Hibiscus patio plants are about 4 foot tall. Mm-hmm. And I was told that I can bring them in the house during the wintertime.
Yes.
What do I have to do, and when do I bring them in? And And when I bring them out next year, is there anything that I have to do when I put them out in the patio next year?
Okay. The first thing you need to do is it should come in soon.
Okay.
You want to put it in a location in your home where it's going to get sun all day. So it has to be right in front of a window because hibiscus is a plant that needs the sun. It can't be tucked into a corner someplace, right in front of a window. Now, if it's large, now's your time to cut it back. And what you do is you cut it back over the next month. So right now, you're going to take a third of the branches that are not blooming and cut them back by, 20 to 30%. That way you're not bringing in this huge plant and you block all the light coming into your home. You wait 2 weeks and you cut back another third of the branches. And then wait another 2 weeks and the remaining branches get cut back. Now, if you've got plenty of room, then you don't have to do this. But I would suggest a little bit of pruning just to make it bushier and to control the overall size. Before you bring that plant inside, you need to spray it because hibiscus has one main insect called spider mite and also aphids. The aphids will be found where your buds are on the ends of your branches. They're green to black in color. Red spider or spider mite will make a webbing or a netting on the underside of the foliage. So before you bring it in, you want to spray it. And there's two products that will work real well. All season oil made by Bonide will take care of it. And the other one is called Pure Spray Green, which both of these are natural oil products. And when you apply it to the plant, it's made of wax. And it will smother the adults. It will coat the eggs with this paraffin wax. And it will smother it. So tip the plant on its side. Spray the underside of your foliage really well. Spray the top. Let it air dry. And in the next week, bring it in and feed it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.